Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Happy birthday to
Janet Jackson.
Rhythm Nation.
Janet is I mean, they say she's 57, but.
How the hell can Jermaine Dupri blow the bag and dating Janet Jackson? You dating Petty, dummy, and you like a hobbit. Like a little Oopa Loopa. And he was sitting there waking up to Janet Jackson.
Was that his hands holding her in the on the cover of Janet, the Janet album? Somebody famous was holding
her up. No, it wasn't no Jermaine Dupri.
He
got them little bitty hands.
Well, they're not the biggest hands.
Hey, he had them Junior Whopper hands.
Thankfully.
Can't handle a D cups, huh?
I'm just saying. You didn't want big hands in that
situation.
You got
little hands. You can't handle a D cup, man. You got
But you didn't want big hands in that situation. You kind of wanted small hands. Like, you were okay with small hands in that situation, weren't you? Mm-hmm. Top five all-time greatest album covers ever. Yes or no?
I'm going to go.
That one shocked. That one shocked the world. First of all, it's Janet. You know, she was just coming from
it's
Control.
Penny. It's Penny.
It's Penny. It's Rhythm Nation. And, you know, she was all, like, buttoned up to the top, wearing all, like, the...
Is that Jimmy Jam? Is it Jimmy Jam do that album, too? Or did Teddy Riley do it?
The Janet album was Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
Yeah. Can't never it's tough to trust two black dudes with Jerry Curl ponytails and a high top and a fedora. But she did, and it worked out. Just saying. Oh, we got a lot to talk about.
Somebody is definitely going to tweet us about, because, you know, the Michael McDonald Doobie Brothers thing, apparently we upset a lot of people not remembering that off the top of our head.
I got two words for you, Alan.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's more than two.
It's a lot of words.
I looking for this pitch, man.
Oh, don't. Please don't.
And if I get it, I'm going to do damage. Retribution. I want apologies to Altuve. I want apologies to Correa.
No.
I want apologies to the Houston Astros. Because the Yankees do it, too.
No.
All of a sudden, the golden child got caught with his hand in the cookie jar.
What are you
doing?
And
now we want to explain it away.
What are you
doing? It makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
Like I said before.
What?
Pete Alonso is the reigning power hitter in New York because he does it in a clean way. Ain't no buzzards. Ain't no signals. Ain't no stealing signs. It's just a polar bear doing what polar bears do, and that's hitting dingers. You can't explain it away. You cannot explain it away. That is unnatural. It is unnatural for you to look to your dugout when you at bat.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It is not.
Show me an example of somebody else doing it. It's cameras everywhere.
I'd have
to. The eye in the sky don't lie.
All right, let's explain to people.
What you want answers, Alan?
I want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Maybe you're right.
Well, you don't want the truth.
Paul Bunyan.
You want this.
It's okay.
This ridiculous conspiracy
theory.
All
the greats
that
do it.
Started last night on the Blue Jays broadcast.
All the greats do it.
Because they just happened to see Aaron Judge glance to his dugout.
Just happened.
When guys are chirping because Boone just got thrown out. The home plate umpire was a disaster. Both teams were yelling at this dude. Both teams were like, can we get the Cyclops now, please?
At least he was fair.
Robo umps now, please, because this guy sucks. He was calling strikes that were like down at your shoelaces. So anyway.
I need it early. I need Yankee fans to explain to me
800-919-3776.
And tell me I didn't see what I saw. And tell me that is what it is. Because maybe Garrett Cole
brought
over
away.
The Houston game plan. Stop. Maybe Beltran, when he was here for a little while, gave them a way to do it more discreetly.
Don't do this.
Man, they got caught with their hand in a cookie jar. And I'm telling you, if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it must be a duck. Now listen, don't give me this. He don't need to do that because guess what? Tom Brady didn't need deflated balls. And guess what? Aaron A-Ron didn't need overinflated balls. Mm-hmm. So tell me, Kyler Murray has pretty ball. I mean, Tua Tagovailoa throws balls.
Yeah, Tua just throws them.
So I'm telling you, don't give me this stuff where he's too good, he don't need it. Barry Bonds didn't need clear.
Tua actually has probably one of the prettiest balls I've ever caught in my life. So
don't know about the other one, but one of them balls is good. So don't give me that because Barry Bonds didn't need no damn clear or no roll-on deodorant steroid juice.
So let's set up what we're talking about here for anybody that might not have seen this. And again, you were annoying about this from the moment it happened.
I'm just saying.
No, you weren't.
Show me a picture of somebody else doing it.
How insightful you are sometimes. Like, I always give you your flowers. Like, what a great insight that was, or perspective.
An idiot when it comes to your Yankees.
You were just annoying about this. Annoying. And the face you made, I want to, seriously.
The face Judge made, steal shot.
He just took a glance. Do you want to hear why? So the Yankees are smoking the Blue Jays, which is usually the time that you want to cheat, right? When you're winning big, stop it.
To me, he got a contract to validate.
Anyways, so Judge hits an absolute missile over the hitter's eye, like in Sky Dome. I mean, this thing was a bomb.
Almost like he knew what was coming. Like Altuve hit one, and Chapman looked at him like that. What did he look like that?
So again, eighth inning, he hits an absolute missile, and it was right after Aaron Boone had gotten tossed for arguing balls and strikes. First and foremost, here's Boone explaining why
everybody got thrown out. How he know?
Why everybody was so angry in the dugout and what got him tossed?
Obviously, I thought he missed that, but I was more fired up from the whole game. Like I felt like it wasn't the whole game, and they were arguing over there, and I'm like, we're the ones. That it was my feeling, and I didn't feel like I got that upset to warrant a throwout. That's why I got upset when he did throw me out. I didn't feel like it was warranted, but it happened. So just glad we're able to hang on.
So they're all mad now in the Yankee dugout. This just happens. And then Judge just absolutely hits a missile. Then on the broadcast and Sportsnet up in Toronto, they start watching the play back, watching the home run back, and they're making comments like, what's he looking at? Why is he looking into the dugout? Right? And so then you have, of course, the pitcher, Jay Jackson, who said, when I came back to the dugout, one of the coaches told me, you're going to be pissed when you see this video. He said, they are tipping pitches. Well, no, you are the one that's tipping the pitches.
You are stealing pitches signs.
They just saw something you were doing,
Beltran.
And that's what happened.
Beltran.
So it looks like Judge was like trying to see the signs or something like that. John Schneider, the Blue Jays manager, also said, I saw it. Kind of odd that a hitter would be looking in that direction. He was obviously looking in that direction for a reason, and dive into it a little more, and make sure we're doing everything we can to make ourselves less susceptible to these tendencies. So they know something. They feel like they were giving something away. But he said, yeah, it's kind of odd to see him looking over there right before the pitch came. So Aaron Judge gave his perspective on this suggestion from the Blue Jays announcers, which then was passed down to the manager and the pitcher and everything else, that he was somewhat, some way, cheating.
Yeah, it was kind of a lot of chirping from our dugout, which I really didn't like in the situation where it's a 6-0 game, and I know Boone got tossed. Like, I was trying to save Boone by calling timeout. Like, hey, hold up here. Like, let me work here. So I was kind of trying to see who was chirping in the dugout. So it's 6-0. Like, Boone got tossed. Let's go to work now.
By the way, Earth, Wind, and Fire playing in the background?
Yeah, yeah.
What are they playing in the
Boogie Boogie Land? And just like Altuve didn't want to show his tattoos for his wife.
Man, listen to me.
That's why he kept it. That's why he grabbed his nipalities.
He was looking. All right, again. What was he doing? What was Judge doing there? What were you looking at, Aaron Judge?
You know, I like Boone sticking up for me, and he always does. But I feel like after the manager does his thing, it's like, fellas, like, our pitcher still got to go out there and make some pitches. Like, we got the lead. Let's just go to work here. So it kind of, I said a couple things to some guys in the dugout, and especially after the game. But, hopefully it won't happen again.
Sure he did. You know what he told him? What he yelled at him about? Quit making it look so obvious. That's what he said. Quit making it look so obvious. Who are we, the Astros?
You really believe this?
Yep.
The problem here is that
Do you believe that Tom Brady had deflated balls to benefit his performance?
Listen to me. The problem is there's no way that you could prove it. Like, you can't prove his innocence at all. You can't. You can only take his word for it in this situation.
Tell me this. Was Barry Bonds ever caught using steroids?
No.
Was Roger Clemens ever have a dirty test?
No.
Why aren't they in the Hall of Fame?
Because we just believed it.
Okay.
And there was a lot of evidence that suggested that both of them were. They just never got caught.
So?
A-Rod never got caught. He just told on himself.
Yeah, he's done. I'm going down with the ship.
So Aaron Boone had this to say about the Blue Jays, the announcer team, the broadcasters that really started this whole thing.
I did. I saw them talking about it a little bit too. And I think because obviously there was some chirping going from our side, obviously when I got thrown out, and then it continued. Like, you know, I think a lot of our guys were still, you know, letting them hear it. And Judgey was kind of looking over like, I'm hitting here. So.
So that's all it was. Hey, I'm hitting over here.
Probably is a probability, doesn't make it a fact. Probably. At least they got their stories corroborated, right?
I mean,
you know. That's what happened. You got to split them up. You can't tell them what somebody said. I should have been in that room for an interrogation. Yeah. So you bought the beer at 12 o'clock.
I shot the clerk?
Yeah. It was definitely till 12 o'clock. Yeah. No. So you went to the store, you bought the beer at 11 o'clock.
I shot the clerk?
Yeah. It was definitely 11 o'clock. No, whoa, no. You know you're messed up now. So listen, I need Yankee fans. Get on the damn line. Tell me I didn't see what I just saw.
Probably not.
800-919-3776.
Well, we got one Yankee fan telling me probably not, and that's Allen.
Probably not.
But I'm just saying.
That
was real ironic.
You don't think there was a situation there.
I live for this pitch, man.
No, I don't do it.
And if I get it, I ain't going to do damn. What do you think he meant when he said, I was living for this pitch, man?
I played the
pitch. I get it.
Listen.
I don't want to do damage. All along, we thought the Golden Boy was untouchable. Remember, Altuve was untouchable too at one point. He's like the cutest. He's like having the gremlins like Gizmo before he gets water. If he gets water on him, so cute and cuddly. Nobody knew he could be so devious.
Then he became Stripe.
Then he got A-Rod.
Yeah,
the bad man that Stephen A. says.
Mm-hmm.
Why he got overinflated balls?
That wasn't A-Rod.
That was A-Rod with the overinflated balls.
Wait,
and then
A-A who? That was Tom Brady.
No, Tom Brady had the deflated balls.
Well, Aaron Rodgers had overinflated?
Overly hard balls.
Excuse me?
Yes.
He did?
The size
of the phrasing?
Okay.
Hard balls.
Oh, Hercules.
Yeah. Okay. See, he like, because Aaron Rodgers got them big old meat hooks. Yeah.
Phrasing.
Like ball, so when it's cold, he can throw. Tom Brady like it like playing dodgeball. You can squeeze the ball, then you, boom. And they great players. We got one that's the greatest of all time, and two is football Moses. Yet, both of them did things devious.
Devious?
What?
You were doing so well.
Yeah.
And then you stumbled.
W-R-E, really?
Really not for long. WNFL. I'll never forget that moment either. Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, man.
No, look, here's what I'm going to say. You can't definitively say there's no way he wasn't glancing for some type of sign or something. Like, you can't say definitively he wasn't. But you also can't completely turn this into, oh, that's why he hits home runs. You can't do that either.
Not all the time.
This is one of those, it's like.
Now we have to pay closer attention and we have to go back. And I'm
no,
sure
we
people
don't.
Are looking at other.
Oh,
listen,
stop.
Going forward. Did they
You're
or did they
You're looking for the
not,
Zapruder film now?
Did they or did they not have
Man,
Beltran?
Yes.
Was or was not Beltran the architect of cheating?
No.
He wasn't part of it?
He wasn't the architect.
You got Cora and him, right?
I mean, he wasn't the architect.
Wasn't Beltran there with the Yankees long enough to try and help them get past their nemesis?
I think you're
wasn't
reaching.
Wasn't Gerrit Cole part
you are reaching.
Of the organization
reaching.
That had the biggest scandal since the Black
yes.
Sox scandal?
I will tell you this. Once again, first things first.
Quack.
They weren't using a garbage can.
Quack.
They weren't using a
You'll
buzzer.
You'll have to. Look how close the dugout is.
And oh,
they
by
can
the
just
way,
say it.
Stealing signs has been going on since the beginning of the sport.
Immoral.
It doesn't matter. It has happened before. If you're tipping your pitch and I know what you're about to throw, that's a you problem.
Whoa, you Darvish. What the hell is going on here?
What?
Because I listen to you Yankee fans complain about banging on a garbage can.
Nobody banging on a garbage can.
It don't matter. If you're tipping your pitches, if you're saying you can steal signs if somebody's tipping pitches, or if you're saying that, hey, I can electronically let somebody know what pitch is coming because somebody tipped.
It's not electronic.
Where does it stop?
When you have a runner on second. When you have a runner on second, Alan. It is always why they try to protect the sign, because they know the runner on second can give you an indication of what's coming because he can see it. They have to be more aware when there's a runner on second. So that happens. If there's a case where Judge took a peek and somebody just threw up like deuces, here's what's coming. That's baseball.
Okay, then quit complaining about the Astros title and quit complaining.
It was a buzzer.
About, I don't care what it
and
is.
And a garbage can.
So what?
It was just like, you can't do that.
So should he have said, instead of buzzing the left nipple, should he have said left nipple?
You're an idiot.
He could have just said left nipple then.
800-919-3776.
Left areola.
You know what?
That's a slider.
I'm letting
left nipple.
I'm letting people come at you.
Curveball.
I'm letting people come at you.
Come at me then.
It is time. Let's get there right now. We begin with Mike in Queens. Mike, have at him.
Mike, you're in Queens. That's flushing. You're supposed to be a Mets fan anyway. You're supposed to be on a Polar Bears side.
Have at him.
Nah, man, we suck my whole childhood. I've been a Yankees fan since I was 5, man. You are just trolling today. We love you so much, Bart, but you got to stop the trolling, yo.
Come on, man. All the greats cheat.
I got a scenario for you, though, to make him shut up, Alan. I got you.
Okay. Well,
okay, so just like the dugout was, let's say he did get something from the dugout. What's the difference between that and, let's say, back in your playing days, you were off the field and you see something and you know it's a run coming. And you yelling out to your defense, it's a run, and they stop it. What's the difference?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're allowed to talk. So what I'm saying is, stop complaining about El Tuve getting the left nipple buzz because they're communicating. They're communicating.
You can't wear a device on your body.
I'm sorry.
An actual device on your person. You can't do that.
Did we see a device?
Get this guy, Alan, please.
Mike, did
we see a device on El Tuve?
He didn't give us a chance to see it. He said, don't touch me.
No, don't take off my shirt. No, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed.
Mike, he's a shy guy.
Stop it. Oh, yeah.
He's shy. His weight, he's an MLB athlete.
So you believe me? You think that he's got you think he got a buzzard on and he's wet?
Yes,
Who wants to get electrocuted? So you saying that a dude that's the size of Gizmo said, electrocute me, please, let me know which one it is.
No,
there was another Gizmo on Teen Titans and he was real good with electronics, right?
That's why they didn't dump water on him when they won the championship. They didn't
Why did you hire Beltron?
Stop.
Come on.
All right, Mike, we're going to move on. We'll see who else can get him.
Learn the tricks of the trade.
All right, we go to the Bronx.
Ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Here comes Dak. Go get him, Dak.
Dak might be at the stadium. Man, he in the Bronx.
Him. Go get him.
Yo, how you doing, boys? Right. First time caller. Thank you for having me. Excuse me. So, Bart, you mentioned Tom Brady. You say things like all the great
cheats. Spygate.
You want to sit here and tell me that Spygate was one game in the Meadowlands against the New York Jets?
Probably not.
You want to tell me Spygate was that one game? That was
it? No, it was supposed to be for the Super Bowl against the Rams.
I bet you it was years that was going on. Excuse my life.
Damn, it was going so good.
Our callers
are so
loose.
Why are they so hot?
It's been an issue with our show. Callers are so loose that they are just dropping like as if we're a podcast.
And that's somebody's grandpa.
I love it, though. I don't care.
But this is the thing. Who's to say that just because he got caught, you think this is the first time the Yankees have done that?
Man, I mean, he glanced. You do me a favor. I'm going to put two fingers out. You're going to glance. You look that way. Look that way. No. Look your whole head. Focus on that camera. Stare at it. Nah, man. I see your eyes. Focus on it. Focus. See, you're not playing right. I'm not doing it.
Okay.
I'm not doing it. Ready? Now glance.
Slider.
No way you saw my hand.
Slider.
No way. All right, Saeed and T-Neck. Saeed, have at him.
Hey, Bart, love you as a Jets player, but listen, man, you sounded like one of those Newsmax listening, oi, and believe in ultra-right-wing people, man. Don't do it. It's not a good look.
Hate, you know? And when you're winning,
you don't need to cheat.
Hold up. Why did Tom Brady cheat then? Why did Tom Brady cheat twice? He's the greatest of all time.
But all I know is Yankees don't need to cheat. You're supporting the Mets. I think you're just upset that you have Daddy Warbucks, but you still suck.
Listen, we're struggling right now. But when I look up, we're not too far from what the Angels got. So when we get Ohtani during the trade deadline, don't be hating and don't be asking me for no tickets.
And you keep bringing up Beltran. Who hired him as a head manager at the Mets?
Yeah, but we fired him. We knew the gig was up. We're all doing it. What I'm saying is, don't act like the Yankees are beyond.
We're all doing it.
We complain. You want to know why I'm complaining?
They're losing, and they wanted to bring up some story.
Reason I'm complaining because in 2017, you're trying to tell me that you guys should have won the championship, or whatever year that was. That's why That's why, because you guys are complaining.
Thank you, Saeed.
Complaining, but then you're doing it the same thing.
800-919-3776.
You can't explain away, Yankees. Don't tell me he's a great player and he was up 6-0. He still wanted to go ahead and justify those numbers.
Damn. Sounds like the stream is down again. Why on our show? Once again.
That's because there were so many people on the stream. It blew up.
Everybody's upset. All right, so I'll have to put the tweet out, but hopefully people can get to a radio because this is way too much fun. 800-919-3776. Or do like a lot of callers do and call us and listen to the show on hold. Do we get a rating for that?
I'm keeping it Rizzo.
Is there a way to keep did we get a rating if you're just on hold? But we'll continue with your calls on this because Bart obviously is not letting go. But the conversation to have, though, about this is like, will this ever go away? Is it like for the Blue Jays?
Other teams are going to always accuse them.
Like you see now we're just going down to he glanced. Oh, he must be seeing something. Like, what is he seeing? If your pitcher is tipping pitches, that's a lot different than some other stuff that's going on.
But if he's looking down, how's the pitcher tipping if he's looking back? He wasn't looking at the pitcher.
No, he's looking down.
Right.
Like glancing over to the dugout.
My point. So it wasn't the pitcher, because the pitcher, you were looking at if the glove spread.
They thought he was looking down at the catcher, which don't they use pitch com? Or they weren't using pitch com on that one?
No, they can still use their little.
He's pressing?
They got the fingernail polish on there. They bang, 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 bang. Bang, yeah. Bang, bang, bang. You know, sometimes you got to
bang, bang, bang. All right, well, we got people that want to talk to you. Have it out with you.
We got Pete Gate.
We will work on the streaming part of this thing for those who are
Pete Gate
are struggling with this. That is the part that frustrates me because this is too much fun.
Okay, Yankee fans and Mets fans, you be the judge.
See what I did there? Very good.
Be the judge.
Hercules.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Sorry I'm late.
Yeah, thanks for bringing me water.
I ran into half man, half amazing, half Superman.
VC, that's my guy.
And then we had a whole conversation. He thought I was actually right about all the stuff I was saying. And he asked me a basketball court, so I feel like, hey, man.
And you just missed.
Get that respect.
I just did this whole thing. We played That's the Way Love Goes. Jacob, can you just bring that back so Bart can hear it and get in the mood? Or are we gonna get fined if we play it again?
Well, as long as we play it in 15 seconds.
Here it is. Come on now. 1993.
Like a bird in a flame tossed in a fire.
Actually, this is 92.
Look at me and feel right? My desire.
This came out in 92. Oh no, recorded in 92. Yeah, released in 93. Yeah.
Like a bird in a moth.
Actually, May 18th. Fire. Come on now.
Look at me, feel my desire.
Yeah.
So which version of Janet do you like?
I like the Anytime, Any Place. I like the one with that curly hair, the Anytime, Any Place.
Well, that's this.
I almost broke my wrist. still,
you oversharing at that point. I just did not.
Just got the feeling.
That was too much.
Got carpal tunnel.
Yeah, but that you didn't need to share that much.
Shout out to Half Man, Half Amazing, man. He still look like he can do a 360.
Isn't it right?
Yeah.
VC, so he spent the last 2 days here. He did get up yesterday and today with him, and we got to, you know, get to talk a lot and stuff. And we got the North Carolina connection. Obviously, my wife Stephanie played softball there. They were both there at the same time. My bad. So, you know, we just caught up on that because I met her there in Chapel Hill. So we caught up on different spots in Chapel Hill we liked.
And we're both concerned.
He's a great human being for a superstar.
Yeah.
Doesn't carry himself as
super humble. Yeah.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, man. It's crazy, man. We were just having a discussion about the coaching carousel that may happen. And, you know, because remember, they've been talking about Ty Lue in Phoenix. Like, they may try and pry him from Phoenix.
If you're Steve Ballmer, why would you let him go?
Hey, it's another dude that got just as much cash as you got.
What does that mean?
At some point.
No, nobody has as much cash. Steve Ballmer is the Steve Cohen the NBA.
Yeah, but this new guy from Detroit, he just sold his business for like $10 billion too. So don't he? And his brother's a billionaire too.
Ishbia. Yeah.
So he actually competes with Dan Gilbert for mortgages.
They've got a personal rivalry going on. But I'm about to move into a new arena in L.A. I'm getting rid of one of my best assets, which is my head coach,
But if I'm Ty Lue, I'm like, man, I didn't sign up for half stars playing half the time.
Fair point.
Now this dude getting another – he's going to have to get another surgery. Then he's going to tell me he's going to play in the playoffs. So we're just wasting seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then if you look at on the East Coast, man, I mean, Tibbs has to look out too, man. Monty Williams,
Doc
younger
Rivers,
coach, right.
Mike Budenholzer,
Nick Nurse,
and then you also have
the East about to be lit.
Guys like Kenny Atkinson, who have been well known, like as far as
but the East the about next, to be lit.
Yo,
with these seats open.
That's why I told you the Tibbs thing. I don't want to get on the Knicks thing. We got to get back to the Yankee stuff. But just like I said yesterday, I love Tibbs. I don't think he should go anywhere. But it doesn't mean some people in the front office might not have a reason to say, wait, we can get Monty Williams.
Or we can upgrade.
We can get Doc Rivers.
I don't want Doc Rivers.
Former Nick.
Former Nick.
Doc
has been choking for the last
Six
years.
Doc's always had his eye on
Live City. Choke.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes
Did he ask to be fired then?
Remember what Perk said. Leave before they get rid of you. Like, you don't need this mess. We'll get into the NBA stuff later on. We got a huge game tonight. A draft tonight that Bart's de toi bistons.
Way or Scoot. If I get Way or Scoot, I ain't tripping. We here.
You can't steal that. All you need to do is finish second and you won.
We back?
You something.
Who that is?
Anyways, we got Yankee calls to get to because Bart is under this ridiculous notion.
Listen, I call balls and strikes.
That the Toronto... The manager in Toronto, the broadcasters, they all are like saying, wait, Aaron Judge, that second home run, man, he glanced over. He must have seen. He knew that was coming. He was cheating. And so Bart believes that that's a real thing. And I'm like, he won't listen to me. Will he listen to you? 800-919-3776. We go to Bronx. We talk to Gary. Go ahead, Gary. Go get him.
Of course. You're stacking the calls. He took from the Bronx. You live in Yankee Stadium, don't you?
The boogie down.
Listen, happy to talk to both of you, but Bart, you got to go back in your cave because you're trolling. There's no way you can compare what the Astros did using electronics to what possibly Judge might have done by looking over to his dugout and picking up a sign. You're crazy. It was a 6-0 game. You don't need to cheat. And your point about Alonso being the best home run hitter in New York, you're wild. Thanks, guys.
All right, you got it, Gary.
Gary, go to the numbers. The numbers don't lie.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Your computer's open. You look it up. We're going to take another call. Not first couple.
What you mean? You can't go total. Judge's been in the league longer.
Well, you just said look at the numbers. The numbers are total.
So first?
From Pete Alonso's first season?
Till
that
now.
Means you're taking 52 home runs away from Aaron Judge.
Yeah, because Pete Alonso has another year. So you can't compare what somebody has as a total. They've been a year.
I'm sorry. Because the very next year, how many did he hit, Alonso? 800-919-3776.
More than 30.
Let's go to Bill in Queens. Bill, is Bart just getting on your nerves right now?
Yeah, I listen to you every day. I love you, Bart. You're the best, man. You're opinionated. You know, you're loud, and that's awesome. But you're wrong here. You can't even tell me, as a professional football player, that you've seen a quarterback do have certain ticks, and you know it's a run play or it's a pass play. It happens all the time. There's no rule against it in baseball. There's also situational baseball. In certain counts, the pitcher's going to throw certain pitches. Did they know what he was throwing and he was tipping his hand? Sure. You can't compare what Houston did with cameras and electronic devices to a pitcher tipping his hands. If we're all being honest and we're being real, you're a classy guy, Bart, but you're wrong, dude. Thank you very much.
I'm just saying, at what degree do we start the cheating? Like, when does it go from a competitive advantage to cheating? And if they're tipping pitches, he's getting signals from his dugout, then it could be cheating.
Caesar in the Bronx. Caesar.
Do you know the difference between the camera being set up in outfield, being relayed to the dugout, banging on the trash cans, versus the pitcher opening his glove a little bit when he's about to throw a slider?
He wasn't looking at the pitcher. He was looking at his dugout.
The dugout could see the tipping.
But we don't know what they have. We don't know what the Yankees are doing.
They're just looking.
But you're assuming that they're cheating just because he looked. We know what the Astros did. That's cheating when you're getting setting up a camera and relaying a fastball to the dugout and you hear the
That's cheating.
The pitcher opening his glove up a little bit, tipping his switches, that's not cheating. That's the competitive advantage.
Thank you, Caesar.
Was Tom Brady cheating?
That's what I'm trying to explain.
Was Tom Brady cheating with a deflated ball? It's just a couple ounces out of the football.
He was bending the rule. That's what he was doing.
Okay, so that's what Judge and they were doing. They were bending the rules.
Right. Right. Exactly. They were just like, you know what? I can take advantage of this. I can see it. All right, we know what's coming. Go ahead. Instead of like, let me set up this whole intricate plot where we use a center field camera and we'll like, we even they have like, you know, well, bang twice for this pitch, bang once for this pitch. Like, you have the code set up and everything. I mean, what is this, a spy ring?
Did they use cameras last year when they played the Yankees? Did y'all find any cameras?
Last year?
Still kick that ass, right?
I mean, you just knew that was coming.
Okay.
A little different.
Okay.
But that was last year. That wasn't in 2017.
So quit complaining.
Who was complaining?
Yankee fans.
You're the one that brought this up.
This is all y'all do. All you had to do as an athlete.
All you do as an athlete is look at it and say, man, Aaron Judge doesn't do that stuff. But instead,
I didn't say what he did.
One of the most beloved athletes in New York right now.
You don't think Tom Brady was beloved in New England?
Of course he was.
You don't think
A-Rod was not beloved. Let's be honest.
A-Rod is not beloved in Green Bay.
Aaron Rodgers? I never know if you mean when you say A-Rod.
Oh, it's I don't talk about the Vanity Fair guy.
Alex Rodriguez?
Yeah.
We love him.
I mean, I ain't say we did love him, but I'm just saying. What I'm saying is it opens up the door that maybe the Yankees are doing something and Judge has had a competitive advantage. So it's going to open up the door. They can't say he didn't cheat in that moment.
But you can't say he did. Eddie in Elmwood Park. Eddie, have at him. Eddie.
Listen, I took the words right out of
Eddie's mouth. There's Eddie. Go ahead.
I took the words right out of Eddie's mouth.
Come on, Eddie.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Bart, I think I hit too many times you were playing for the Jets. But listen, if you guys look at the video again, he's looking in the dugout because picture this. He's 6'7". And if you look at the video, he's looking to the right, into the dugout. He's not looking down. Mm-hmm. My point is why he wasn't cheating.
Judge.
I buy that.
Judge.
Thank you, Eddie.
Has tremendous peripheral vision.
Yeah.
And he's learned probably how to look at the proximity point. So he's looking at something and seeing everything all at the same time.
You think that's all it is, huh? This coming from the guy that.
You know what they call it for running backs? WNFL. Really not for long.
Yeah.
Still trying to figure out what that W.
Well, that was like from London. You know what I mean?
What is the W?
They pronounce their R's like W.
Do
you
they?
Know what they call it for running backs? WNFL. Willie. Really not for long.
That's beautiful. Pete Alonso has 159 home runs in his first five seasons. Mm-hmm. Aaron Judge has 158.
It shouldn't even be close if he's some generational guy.
It shouldn't be that close. They're both great home run hitters.
I'm just saying.
You're the one that
what
said
I'm saying is
one is better than the
yes,
other.
One's getting help. Hold up. What did Pete Alonso say himself when we had him on this very show?
Yes.
What did he say? I'm just quoting the great polar bear. That's all I'm saying.
that he doesn't need to do that.
He's the Metaverse New York captain.
Metaverse New York.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
And well, anybody out there that's paying attention to Marvel understands that you got Michael Keaton coming back as Batman because he's coming back in the Metaverse to be with the regular one. So, like, he's the real king.
It's not Metaverse.
It is.
No.
It's the Metaverse.
Is it?
Even though it's DC Comics, yeah, it's the Metaverse. It's the thing where it's people, it's different people in different time zones, different Batmans, different Spider-Mans, all that stuff.
Right. I didn't know that was Metaverse.
Yes.
Yeah, I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah, it's Metaverse.
Is it?
It's just like the Metaverse Spider-Man. Doctor Strange messed all the time up.
Thought it was Spider-Verse, but okay.
No, it's Metaverse.
Is it Metaverse?
It's the Mediverse.
Yeah, maybe it is. That's when like all the different... Yeah. All the different versions
that's why
of
we had
it,
three,
right?
That's why we had three Spider-Mans.
Yeah.
In the last Spider movie.
The last one. That right. I love that one.
Right.
When the past
So what I'm telling you,
and they all like looked at each other and yeah, they all helped each other win.
So that's what I'm trying to tell you.
I like
Peter
that.
Alonso is the champion in my metaverse. He's the home run king in here.
Which is your favorite Spider-Man?
The last one.
Version? Tom Holland?
Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire was pretty good.
I just like the spider kiss upside down. That was a gangster. Dudes was trying that with their girls all the time.
Just hanging upside down?
Yeah, trying to make the upside down kiss like where she, you sitting down or she's sitting down, you lean over her and kiss her
right.
Bottom lip to top lip.
Just go on a teeter.
Yeah.
Hang upside down. Get a little bit of traction done on your back.
Okay. Alan Hahn, tell me you got to swing your bedroom without telling me you got to swing.
Damn it. No, I don't have a swing.
Yeah.
I do have a teeter, though.
You got to find a great – all you got to do is find a Joyce. Little U-hook.
That's it. Just. Told you about my kids, man.
Daddy, this is a cool swing. Get over there! I didn't even sanitize it.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
And meanwhile, in the NBA. Meanwhile, in the NBA, another coach is let go. If I told you that the decision that the Sixers were going to make, and I said this on Get Up this morning before we knew anything, is I was asked, like, what has to happen in Philly? And I said, you got to make a choice between two people. You're choosing between James Harden and Doc Rivers. Because you saw how icy cold that response was when James was asked about his relationship with Doc.
Oh, we're going to do it impromptu?
Do you have him saying? We don't have the audio of his response, but, I mean, you know what he said. He basically said, we're cool. Can you BS translate that one?
Yeah, that's easy. So, we're cool?
Yeah.
So, that's two words,
yeah.
Right? So, I need to BS translate two words.
Yes.
I holla.
You think so?
That's basically what he said.
That was him saying, I'm leaving.
I holla. Peace. No, I'm not leaving. You leaving.
Well, one of us has to leave.
Yeah, he basically.
He had the Rockets.
He already know him and Daryl Morey is down like four flats.
They are.
So.
Yeah.
He knew if it came between him and the Doc, what up? What can I rock? What's up, Doc?
Yep.
I holla. So you look at it, right? Doc Rivers has underachieved since Lob City. He has come up short with making adjustments. You remember what you heard them say out there in L.A.? He couldn't make adjustments to the pick and roll defense, whatever. I forgot that team they lost to. And then now he has the MVP, and you can't get to the second round of the playoffs? That's a problem. I mean, I know he said, hey, you don't want to be coach of the year. And I wonder what kind of market it is for Doc Rivers, who decided to – remember, this basically the second place he decided to walk away from because he didn't get fired in L.A. He walked away. He resigned. So I don't know what type of future he has and where he falls. I guess I would have to ask our astute listeners – except when it comes to Judge and the stealing signs and all that stuff.
Stop it.
But I would ask them, where do you rank Doc Rivers in the coaching search?
I'll give you the names right now. All right, because Woj tweeted after the news of Doc being out in Philly, as he said, the search for new coach is expected to include
Casey.
No, not Dwayne Casey. He's not on this list. But you're right. Dwayne Casey, a good coach.
Coach of the year. Yeah. Got fired.
Didn't he go? He got kicked upstairs, though, in Detroit. I don't believe he got fired. I thought he got kicked upstairs. Mike Budenholzer.
Nick Nurse.
Mike D'Antoni, who's out there. And I'm telling you, that's the
Kenny Atkinson?
That's the menage that they have from Houston. Nick Nurse Frank Vogel, Monty Williams, and then Sam Cassell. Don't sleep on him. He's on Doc's staff.
He's the Ty Lue of basketball.
He's a guy that gets a lot of respect in that huddle. And when Harden first got to Philly, he had no time for Doc. Yeah. But when Sam would talk, he would make eye contact.
You got to talk to Sam.
So you wonder, is Sam James's choice? And that's the way. Now you're is James running things? Whose franchise is this?
Yeah, who has the power? Embiid's the dude.
Yeah, that's a problem for me. It kind of says a lot about the MVP, doesn't it? But Daryl, see, again, this is also Daryl made his choice. I'm going with James. Because that was his guy in
Houston.
And he
gave up everything to get him.
And now, and that's the other thing. I got to make this work. I got to prove I can make this work. I can't let this guy walk because then I have nothing. So he had to make a choice. They chose James. So now you know that Harden's not going anywhere. He and Embiid are going to be the duo. Who's going to coach him? And if Sam stays, then you know that James preferred Sam. If they bring in D'Antoni, well, that also explains a lot, right? It's that system. Mike had his James had his best success with Mike as his head coach.
Does he have that same energy and consistency?
Mike D'Antoni, he always does. Mike D'Antoni, he's 70 years old.
No. I'm talking about James Harden. Can he push that type of pace that he was pushing in Houston? That was 5 years ago.
It was.
Got that badass hammy.
Yeah. Interesting names though. But think of, all right. So let's make the list though of the available, because this is the other thing. Listen to this: the best three records over the last three seasons are the Suns, the Bucks, and the Sixers.
All
three of them moved on from the coach that gave them those records. How about that? So we have Doc. We have Monty. We have Coach Bud. We have Nick Nurse, right?
Kenny
those
Atkins.
Are the four that were fired already this year. Just them. Let's not include Kenny Atkinson. Let's not include D'Antoni.
They still got jobs, yeah.
Let's not worry about those guys. Out of those four, who's the best coach?
Well, let's make it more personal. Who's the best coach, hypothetically, for the Knicks?
Well, the Knicks aren't looking for a coach. I'm just saying in general, who out of these four, if you had a team and you needed a coach, which of these four would be, I'm calling him first?
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.